Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is strengths and weaknesses, also known as Sean and Bree.
You asshole. Oh my God. I feel like it's actually going to turn out that way from the sneak peek that I got on our Instagram.
Yeah. So we asked about strengths and weaknesses, and you guys went in on Bree, I'll tell you that
much. Got some things.
People
say,
you know what I find really inspiring though? People really cleanse themselves.
Yeah, people got out what they needed to get out.
Yeah, so I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they're probably resting peacefully right now. That sounds like they died.
I did. Bree
has
go and
murdered
kill
them, but they were peaceful when they left this earth.
cleansed their hate out of their hearts. Okay. Well, before we get into all those lovely things, and I just get like my ego completely destroyed. Destroyed today.
Yeah. Well, not unlike any other episode here.
Oh, we'll get into it. I want to thank our patrons, Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Kate. Thank you so much for supporting our content. We appreciate you so much. Also, if you want to become a patron, head over to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio. Lots of fun stuff happening around there. Bonus episodes. Lots up there for you to listen to already. If you've binged all our episodes and you're like, I need more for some reason, God knows why.
Psycho.
Seriously. We also have a merch link there. And if you follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, that's where we ask questions for the Q&A episodes, advice episodes, and episodes like this where you get to just destroy my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get into this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the fact that I have never personally been more invested with online figures before until Frenemies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like it's like kind
of... I gave you that gift and a curse.
Yes, you mm-hmm. did. It's kind of relevant, I feel like, to this episode because we are definitely not frenemies. That's not how our episode, like, our podcast started.
I mean, we did
started.
Start before them and, like, similar kind of rude banter. So I will say we may have been the blueprint. They never addressed it, but yeah. I sensed it.
But I will be suing.
I will be suing. We had a Pride episode that was clearly a call out to us.
That was clearly. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, yeah, we did. We should definitely sue
I
for that.
I will be suing.
So basically, for those of you that haven't listened, it's... Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein do this Frenemies.
Did
this Frenemies podcast. And it made it to, what, 39 episodes?
I think so, yeah.
And then Trisha quit. And we won't get into all that. You can go watch it on H3. But it was fascinating to me because I feel like a lot of times people write in about our friendship because they feel like they're just sitting with friends.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've experienced that with another podcast.
Right.
Like, listening to H3 podcast, Sean got me in on it. He was like, are you listening to this podcast? And I was like, no. And then...
Well, Bree was like, I've never listened to a podcast before in my life. True fact.
Literally started this podcast without actually even knowing really what a podcast was. So, yeah, I still honestly, every once in a while, a friend will like guest on an episode of a podcast and I'll listen to like support and just like hear what they say and whatever. But other than that, I'm honestly not a big podcast listener until H3. And then I was always kind of insecure about like our dynamic as much as I love
our
it. No. Oh. About our structure. Sorry, not our dynamic between each other. Oh my gosh. I wish you all could see the love this gave me. Our structure in the sense that I think it's what people love about this podcast is that it's so unstructured.
Unhinged.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, any other podcast that I've heard when friends are guesting, things like that, is like quite structured, you know, pre-planned questions and pre-planned things.
What's that first thing you're saying?
Questions.
Pre-planned?
Pre-planned.
Pre-planned.
Is that a one word?
No, I'm just...
Oh, I'm so insecure about my weaknesses now that I literally think that I don't know words, Sean.
I was making a joke, but I guess the joke is also the fact that you can't speak. What was the other one you said the other day?
Oh, there was one that you, it'll come to me.
It was a good one.
It was a good one.
And that was just when we were talking
that
to one another.
That was just talking after. It'll come to me. But yeah, so... Then I listened to H3 after Sean suggesting it to me, and it quite literally is two at the time, friends, and they're just, like, bantering back and forth. And they do have, like, certain kind of, like, segments. I mean, they have millions and millions and millions of listeners, so they have, like, employees working for them and all that stuff. But it is just kind of just free-flowing conversation and not pre-planned, and in the sense of, like, what they're going to say, or, like, not, they're not delivering, like, stuff that they've been educated on or researched.
They've certainly not been educated on a lot of the things, I'll tell you that much.
And they're just, like, reacting to stuff and just bantering back and forth. And anyways, it was the first time kind of, like, an outside perspective of seeing that, because people say all the time they feel like they're sitting with friends listening to us and that they're, like, part of it. And they totally are. I feel that, too. And then H3, I was like, I feel so invested in these two people and their friendship that, like, it actually, like, it has transcended past the point of, like, I feel like I'm watching, like, two internet personalities, and I, like, feel, like, actually, like, ill about their friendship falling apart.
Yeah, Brie has called me multiple times this week. She called me 3 times in probably the span of, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
To talk about this breakup that is going on.
Yeah.
And literally called me, called again, and then was like, oh, I have to go. And then, like, half an hour later was like, oh, my God, I forgot one thing. So
I had, like, one more point, and I was like, I need to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally, like, rattled. I could hardly sleep thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, most time when I see, like, internet stuff happen, it's like entertainment value or whatever, or you're just like, oh, that's gossip, and then I shut my laptop or my phone goes off and I never think about it. But this is like, it's become a part of me.
It's like watching your parents get divorced.
No, that's how I literally feel. Like, I feel like genuinely upset and like shocked and like hurt.
Right.
I would like a personal apology
from them.
For
exactly. It might be hard to get, but I don't think there's a lot of apologies happening, so
I'll work on it.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it's kind of interesting to me to see, because I feel like if it would literally be similar to if we got in, like, some big fight out of nowhere.
See, but the thing is, the difference is that their whole thing is just, like, kind of roasting each other, but clearly now after this there was on both sides, basically, there was underlying, you know, boundaries that weren't communicated. You and I don't have boundaries. And it's not that we're lying to one another. Yeah. Like, I love when you roast me.
Yeah.
You love when I roast you. And even if you didn't, I still would.
Even if you did have that boundary,
I would love it for you. And, like, I feel like we have so much love for each other that, like, it doesn't really matter, because that's just our thing.
Totally.
You know? There's not, like, some underhanded, like, actual hatred behind it. Yeah.
And I think that's what it is, like, I felt like that was the case for them, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is all jokes. It's for entertainment. And then I'm like, what's happening? You're falling apart. Like, it literally makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I feel like that ties into this episode, because I think that, like, from a listener's point of view, potentially a lot of our strengths and weaknesses are things that might have to do with the way that we have a sense of humor amongst each other.
Yeah.
That, like, I hope everyone knows it's all jokes. You know what I mean?
Well, and like, here's an example. For you, strength, real estate. Weakness, being overinvested in H3 podcasts and assuming that there is an underlying anger between all of their insults.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't think you understand how invested I am. Like,
I'm going to let you know. I think after the first call this week, I realized how invested you are.
Oh, my God.
I think the novels of text messages back and forth kind of made it pretty obvious.
Okay, so I need to ask, or I need to find the strengths and weaknesses that people DM'd us. Did I ask it
on... It's a story.
Did I ask it on...
I can explain.
I can explain? Yeah, there it is. Okay. Fuck.
Weakness? Technology.
Seriously. I mean, they all know that by now.
Okay, before we get into the ones.
Okay, yeah.
What would you define as your top 3 strengths and your top 3 weaknesses?
Of myself?
Of yourself.
Okay.
Or maybe you can do me. Which would you prefer?
I'll start with myself.
Okay.
And then we'll do these people's, and then maybe we can do each other.
Okay.
Okay. So, Weaknesses is my inability to, like, shut off or, like, stop thinking.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm my own worst enemy in the sense, like, I'm not very good at, like, compartmentalizing, like, different work or different things that are going on in my life. I just kind of have, like, a running thought of what's happening. Like, I'm not very good at focusing on the one thing at hand.
Right. You have a running chaotic scream.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, when I'm doing one thing with work, I'm thinking about, okay, this is gonna be done this time, and then I'm doing this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always, like, on the go. And part of that is because I'm very busy, but the other part is just, like, I think that a lot of people are very good at, like, I'm getting this task done, I'm in the moment. And even me with, like, I write so many to-do lists trying to be more focused.
Yeah.
And I will jump, like, all over. Like, I'll be half done one task, and I'll jump to the next. I'm like, okay, get that done. And then I'm like, wait, I didn't even finish that one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very bad at just, like, okay, one at a time.
Okay.
So to-do lists help me with that. But, yeah, being in the moment, I guess, would be an umbrella of that. Like, being in the moment, focusing in on the moment.
I feel like being in the moment makes it seem like you wish that you were, like, standing with your feet in the sand.
Oh, like, know? Taking life yeah. in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess, like, yeah, just being able to compartmentalize is better and not seeing. I think I'm too big pictured. Like, I see my days as, like, I've got all this going on, opposed to being, like, more, like, focused task oriented.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yes. It's just, I'm chaotic. I'm fucking chaotic.
I'm very similar.
And then another weakness of mine is probably, like, once someone gives me, like, a bad feeling, like, a bad gut feeling, or, yeah. like, offends me, or, like, something feels, like, offside about it, I'm too quick to, like, write them off as a person. Like, I feel like once I get, like, a bad gut, like, a perfect example, I was doing a real estate showing, and the realtor on the other side, basically, like, gave me a hard time for not having a card, and everyone stopped giving cards because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have a card.
Also, like, save the planet.
And
Jesus
also, like,
Christ.
Yeah, and it's, like, also, it's, like, literally an archaic thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, so many people don't do that anymore in general. Like, and then with COVID,
Instagram
it really
handle.
Stopped. Yeah. So I was like, he was like, oh, do you have a card? And I'm like, oh, so sorry, I don't. And he was like, you don't have a card? And started, like, acting like I was, like, unprofessional because of it. And I was like, no, I stopped giving cards like most people during COVID. And he's like, well, that COVID doesn't get transmitted by objects, just by things. I was like, okay, scratch what I just said. I hate business cards.
Yeah.
And then he was like, just kind of, like, weirdly laughed under his breath and, like, walked away. He was like, okay, well, like, I guess I'll hear from you when I hear from you or something. And I literally, like, walked away, like, fuming.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, I'm like, I hate that person now.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that person. Like, I'm not very good at just being, like, he came from a time where business cards was his only thing.
No, you're like kill all old people.
Yeah, like something like that happens, and I'm just like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I just write it off. So I'm not very good at just, like, taking a minute and, like, being like, okay, yeah, I hated that interaction with that person.
Right.
And potentially other interactions might be great. Like, I know myself, and next time I go and work with him in some way, some capacity, I'll be going in thinking, like, oh, this is the guy that, like, said that about a business card.
Where I think business card boss.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whereas I think other people might not even remember that. Like, I remember very specific interactions with people, and they stick out like a sore thumb in my brain.
Right.
Whereas other people, that might be something that's very fleeting, and they might be annoyed in the moment, and then, like, 2 weeks later, they don't even really remember that happened.
Right. Forgive, forget. See, I forget, but I don't forgive.
So you don't remember why you
hate me. I don't know why I hate you, but I know I hate you.
And then another weakness of mine is cleaning.
Okay.
Is cleaning. If we're looking like for, like, yourself. A lighter one. Here it is, laughing about how my hair is, like, permanently in the shape of my, like, ponytail holder when I pull it out right now, because I've literally been so busy this week. I think I showered. This is so disgusting, but we're all friends here. I think I showered, like, hair full shower, like, full meal deal. What day is the day? Monday? I think Tuesday. Yeah.
I should have put a fucking towel, like, down before you sat here.
I've had, like, a quick body shower, but I haven't, like, properly showered. I haven't shaved in like a month. Oh, and that's not out of personal choice. I prefer to shave my body. I've had no time. Like, I'm wild. Running on like...
Have you seen that thing that people think they're magnetic, but they're actually just like...
They're just gross. Just yeah.
sticky?
That's like me. I would stick to everything.
You could be
right
like
now.
A conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I could
right
probably
now.
Pick up a car against my body. Right
you
now.
Could just roll on my carpet and just be like a big limp roller.
No, actually.
I've been meaning to vacuum, but Brie came over, so.
So, yeah, no, I didn't actually mean in pertaining to. But this week in particular, yes, that is true. Usually, I actually am very good because that's actually my only like time to myself because of all the work I do all pertains to my phone, whether it's real estate, yeah. social media, anything like that.
So it's helpful if your hands
if I'm in the water, if I'm no. I like to suction.
Yeah, a little Spider-Man action.
Little lizard. Yeah. No, if I'm in the water, I'm like, that's my time. I'm shut off.
Oh, okay.
So I try to even have like a bath every day, even if it's like half an hour, because that's literally my only half an hour where I'm not working.
Right.
Right. So.
Because the technology can't work in the water as yeah, well. Counteracts
literally,
it. Yeah.
Literally. So it's like, it forces me. I'm yeah. like a child that's been put into like a little pen. So usually that's not the case. This week it is because I've just quite literally had 0 minutes.
Showering, okay.
Showering. Yeah. I'm so happy we put that out there to everybody. Sean's the one who has to sit in the closet with me and smell me. So, I mean.
I've gotten used to the particular the yeah. scent that you have.
Yeah, that's so fair. Yeah, despair.
Yeah.
Yeah. okay, and then what I really meant by cleaning is that my girlfriend is so clean.
Mm.
So I even hate bringing this up because something I've learned,
mm-hmm.
both with my girlfriend and especially being in the real estate industry, I will say,
okay.
is that everyone has different standards of what clean is, and the difference of what that means to different people is so vastly different.
For sure.
Like, the amount... Just even clients, and this is not coming from a judgmental place, but it actually was like a very learning thing to me. Like, I guess depending on like maybe like how they were raised to a certain extent of like what was clean and what wasn't.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I have clients that will literally tell me like they're embarrassed for me to do a walkthrough of their home because they're like, it's so dirty. It's so messy. I haven't had a chance to clean yet. And I'll go through and it's like a fucking show home.
It's like one piece of mail.
And I'm like, what? And they're like, I know there's a dish in the sink. Like, oh God. Like,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? And then I have clients that are like, I've spent the last 2 weeks cleaning and I walk in and I'm like, where?
Where?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you?
Which house yeah. on the block did
and
you clean?
And then that's a conversation because my job as a realtor is like setting it up to be best for showing is like, hey, not everyone lives in a show home way. That's yeah. totally, no, but like these are like, even if we get like a storage locker, we put certain things away. Like we just need things clear.
Yeah.
Instead of clear, you know?
Clean and clear and under control.
Absolutely.
This episode brought to you.
Yeah. So I always thought I was clean.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I always thought, like, don't get me wrong, I always had the thing growing up, my mom, like, clean your room.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, I think that's just, like, a thing that people have, like, yeah. figure shit out.
For sure.
But I always think, like, especially if I were to place myself on, like, a 0 to 100 scale of clean, like, when I see homes, and, like, I'm viewing so many homes every week, you know, I'd place myself maybe like top 30% of clean.
Okay
yeah. Like I'm up there.
Julia's like top 1%,
but that's the thing. Yeah. I'm dating someone who is literally
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Julia is yeah. Mr. Clean. So and the thing is, on the other side of things, she disagrees with that. She thinks that she's actually not clean.
She
at
thinks
all.
She's like 50%.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I say to her, like, what you don't understand is your standards of clean are like crazy levels, she's like, no, you could not be more wrong. I am messy.
Which, so she thinks you
I am
are the
messiest. Worst.
Well, you don't shower either. So she thinks that you're like, what's that? The guy from Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Pigpen?
Pigpen.
That's
yeah.
you.
The
with the little,
flying
the little
around.
Dust cloud in your nasty that's blanket.
That's quite literally me. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Is his name Pigpen?
Yeah, his name's Pigpen.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so it's just, is yeah, because it's not Lionel's one with the blanket. Right?
I don't know. I literally hate
this
Charlie
stinky
Brown.
One. This stinky one.
I like can't handle it. It's one of those like. Also, you know what one of your weaknesses is?
What?
Sending me tap dancing videos. Stop doing it.
I do that to trigger you.
I hate it. I hate tap
and
dancing.
Clogging too. You hate clogging too because I send you those too.
Weakness.
Yeah, so that is like, I'm going to call it a weakness because I will agree that there's some simple changes I could make to make Julia's mental health of her standard much easier.
Right.
Because I just don't understand. Like, but she bends a lot for me in a lot of ways. So I'm like, if her...
Doesn't she?
Yo, she sure does. She's bending all over the place. So if she's bending all over the place for me, bending over, like... 6 times a day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then I could bend over every now and again, totally. Is what yeah. I'm getting at. And my thing is like, I will have, like, you know, my laptop and then, like, my to-do list beside it and my pen out and, like, my coffee cup.
Right.
Okay? To her, that's a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm done working, it's like, okay, well, why isn't the laptop away? Why isn't that to-do list away? Why isn't that? I'm like, well, I'm going to come back in 3 hours and be reusing that. And she's like, no, that's going to stress
she's
me
like,
out for that
in 3 hours.
So things like that I could be better at and I could adjust at because she does so much for me. So I do think that that's something that I could step up with. Okay. Organization, cleanliness, because genuinely it ties into the first thing that my brain is so fucking chaotic.
Yeah.
That I literally... I don't think it's wired the same way. Like, I just don't notice.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm like purposely leaving it knowing that she's going to be annoyed. I literally just, I'm on to the next and I just don't think about it.
We have two very similar weaknesses. I mean, okay. We have an overarching weakness as well, which is like efficiency and speech. Which is how it's been like 10 minutes and we're still on your three weaknesses. But
okay, well, I thought since that was the fucking episode that I was supposed to give tea.
Right, and that's the weakness.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Reading the room.
Yeah, reading the room. Okay, fair. So why don't you do weaknesses? We'll do strengths at the end.
Okay, sure.
You do your weaknesses and then we'll let these people roast.
I also think, yeah, like my brain staying on things is a weakness.
Yeah.
I am so scattered. I've had two therapists say that I think I have some form of ADD, and I'm like, what do you know? A lot.
Yeah.
So, staying on topic, obviously, if somebody's listening to this podcast, but also just, like, staying focused on things.
Yeah.
I just get so distracted by anything, really. Mm-hmm. And that ties directly into my second weakness, which is being late.
Yes.
And people think that I do it maliciously.
Yeah,
that
like
I'm
you
like,
just don't care.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. But literally, if somebody was to watch me, like, getting ready, they would realize I'm just so scattered. And then, like, something will pop in my head that I need to do. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to make my bed. And my boyfriend will be like, we don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I need to water the plants. And he's like, we don't have time to do that. And I'm like, yeah, we do. Like, it's just like my brain doesn't. I think my brain doesn't process time properly.
Right. That's very Julia.
Time, space, all that shit. Scary to me. So I just decide to not think about it.
Okay. I need to cut you off here because this is triggering to me because literally Julia is so bad with this that literally I will be at the door with my shoes on. I'm like, we're meeting people for drinks in 15 minutes. It's a 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
So we're already late, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, Julia, all of a sudden I'll hear the vacuum start up.
Corey could have a prolonged conversation.
What are you doing?
Corey says, like, the time that I say I'm ready to go and the time that I'm actually ready to go is very... Because he'll be like, okay, let's go. And I'll be like, just putting on my shoes.
Yeah.
And then I'll walk to the door and I'll be like, oh, just getting my keys. And I'll come back in, like, a different shirt. And he'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm just feeling kind of bloated. And that one's, like, a little too... And he's like, what is happening?
Julia, it's like, it's literally next level. Like, I'm like, what are you doing vacuuming? She's like, well, it's dirty in here. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to do that later.
Yeah, this is very me.
Okay, so yeah, I understand where you're coming from. That's an absolute weakness, and you both need to go to jail.
Well, yeah, it would take me a while to get there, but...
Any day now.
Any day. And then probably my third weakness, I don't know. Being too snatched.
Fuck off.
Probably, like, not perceiving people's, not boundaries, but like I always just like interact the same with everybody, I feel.
Right. You're not an adjuster.
Yeah. Well, I'm an adjuster for like, like my boss and stuff. Yes. I'm like, you know, yeah. I'm a very like working shop.
Yeah.
Things totally, like that. Yeah. But when I meet people, like I make a lot of the same jokes and things like that. So probably that. And also like I just roast everybody and I assume that everybody knows that it's coming from a good place.
Right.
But if they don't know me, I just seem like a bitch.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, shall we see what the other people have to say about us?
Yeah, let's.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Okay. It's kind of hard because the way that this laid out, I did a terrible job. I should have said strengths on one side and weaknesses on the other.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
I did see it go up and say, what the fuck is she thinking?
Again, another weakness, but we'll try our best here. So this is, we're just going to read top to bottom. Some are strengths, some are weaknesses. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is Bree's strength, not taking things personally, especially Sean's digs.
Okay.
Yeah. I do think that's a strength of mine. I think I have pretty tough skin and like a good sense of humor when it comes to like making fun of myself.
Yeah. Totally. Right?
Like I'm fairly good at that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Unless it's like Bob telling me about business cards.
Oh, then it's fucking the thinnest game's skin. Over.
That'll stick with me to the day I die.
Paper thin skin.
I will say that about myself to roast myself a little bit. I think I'm about 90% of things, you could literally roast me all day long. And then there's certain things, like anyone, that are like too close to home. And that comes like with the doing good at my job thing.
Yeah.
If there's anything that's ever kind of like even insinuating that I'm being unprofessional or good at my job, especially from like a middle-aged man, that
it's murder.
It's I see red.
Yeah.
So there's certain things like that that I don't have tough skin. But then otherwise, I think I have pretty tough skin.
Yeah. Well, okay. It comes with age.
It's just getting tougher and tougher.
Tougher and leatherier and leatherier.
Oh, my God. Everyone, Sean's on this sunsafe thing, and it's really driving me nuts.
Oh, strength?
I got
me.
It. Sunsafe. Oh, God.
Being
I literally got a tan. I was excited about my tan, and Sean's like, you realize any amount of color is sun damage. I'm like, oh, my God. Like
my roommate was like, out on the deck, and she came in and had like a noticeable amount of color. And I was like, Lauren, I thought we were being sun safe this summer. And she was like, I had sunscreen on. And I said, you know, any coloration is a sign of damage. You need to be sun safe.
You are so annoying. I need to get you one of those hats with the little veil on the back.
I would love that.
Okay, someone next one said, you are both so damn funny. That's really nice.
That's nice.
I do think that's a strength of ours. We are funny.
I do agree.
We're funny.
Yeah.
We make people laugh, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Cry and laugh.
Sometimes at the same time, sometimes different times.
Yeah. Sometimes hours later.
Okay, another strength is roasting each other. You both also taking it well and making us all laugh our asses off.
Well, if you know anything about this podcast, you would know that Bree doesn't take it well.
We just went over that my strength
I
was
meant,
that...
I meant like... Oh. Anyway.
I literally was like, what are you talking
what
about?
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, no, when it comes to that, I do. Yeah, that's a no. weakness.
Yeah.
That's a weakness. I am potentially the worst at taking
yeah,
it.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes, yes.
You know those songs where like rappers are like talking about how they can like take a pipe?
Right.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
I'm
not like, a plumber.
I'm not even a kitchen.
No. A pipe?
Oh my God. Julia just gets the bobby pin out.
Oh my God.
Joking. Fuck, okay. Strength, breeze, eyebrows, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
They were a weakness for a few weeks there, but...
They took a dark turn.
Yeah. They look
but they
great,
needed
though.
To. Thank you.
Yeah.
I reshaped them,
yes.
and I'm feeling refreshed. But they needed to. For those out there that are feeling stressed about eyebrows, biggest thing you do is grow them out. Don't touch them for literally, you have to do at least a month and a half.
You got to trust the process.
Because you have to have the few cycles of hair come back in.
Yeah.
And then go to someone that knows what they're doing that can shape it and, like, look at picture reviews before. Or if you know how to do yourself, do it yourself. But, like, sometimes you get too far past the point and it's just, you can't hang.
Yeah.
Okay, next is strengths, being gay. That is so true.
That is, I would say, probably your number one strength for both of us.
I'm not even kidding you. I think that is, like, jokes aside, in my top three strengths about myself.
Gay,
like,
yes.
Is the gayness yeah. factor.
Yeah, I would say gay and tall are pretty up there for me.
See, I'm not tall, so...
I wasn't.
I'm only 5'6".
Good thing I wasn't talking about you.
I'm like, we're not making this all about me?
Yeah,
what?
No.
I'm confused. What do people consider tall for...
Me. My height.
You know what's funny? People always think I'm taller than I am. I wonder, DM us on I Can Explain Podcast if you think that I was taller or shorter than 5'6".
I thought you were taller or shorter than Sean.
Because people always, when they meet me in person, are like, I thought you were taller.
Right.
Because it's interesting through, I think we've talked about this before, but through this pandemic, we have both met quite a few people online and gotten closer to than I think we would have if there wasn't a pandemic, just because everyone's talking
totally.
On technology. So it doesn't matter if they live two blocks away or a country away, it's kind of the same. So we've gotten close to a lot of people in different countries, different areas. And the thing that always comes back to me is, it's going to be so weird to stand next to them. I have no fucking clue how tall they are.
Right. I think it's because your personality is so overwhelming that
yeah,
people assume the height comes
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. That's,
no.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. The obnoxiousness really just like puts
yeah,
on inches.
Yeah. They would assume that it's like also like visually obnoxious. But people always assume that I'm shorter. And I feel like
really?
I have short
okay.
person energy.
Oh.
But I'm very tall. Super tall. Like maybe the tallest person.
Yeah. The NBA is just constantly ringing your
phone. I know. It's like, I had to block their number. It's embarrassing.
The last time, I do not want to play ball.
I do not want to be the best basketball player in the world. Please stop asking. You're desperate.
Okay. There's a lot of you make us laugh so damn much. That's another
That's
one. That's
good.
Really nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice. It feels good to be, I mean this sincerely, like, the clown. I that was going to come off negative, but it's nice in this year especially. I think it's nice
no,
to know that
closet
we're
is
a break.
A clown car.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
You know what my favorite thing is? Mm-hmm. This directly ties in. My favorite thing is in a job interview,
yeah.
turning weaknesses into strengths.
Quick switch around.
I live for that.
Yeah.
It gives me power.
Yeah.
I feel like a thief. Yeah. I feel like a liar.
You got it.
I feel like a scammer. I know that
yeah.
they know exactly what you're doing.
And, you're like, I don't
and
care.
They're just like, I'm going to let this show play out.
Absolutely.
Like, they're like, what's your weakness? And you're like, I'm just so detail oriented. That's a good one for me.
Yeah.
I'm just so detail oriented that I just do such an overwhelmingly great job on little things that it might take me just a slight second longer to do them.
The good old perfectionist weakness.
Yeah. So good.
Mine was always really good under pressure because I'm a procrastinator and I actually work fantastically under pressure.
Right.
But that's because I do only the stuff that I need to do when it needs
when
to be
there
done.
Is pressure. Yeah.
And there's pressure going on. Which maybe is why I've since because I'm thinking when I was doing job interviews was mostly in college. I have since adapted my life to always being under pressure because that's how I get work done. That's why. But it was basically my way of turning around the fact that I will, if you tell me Tuesday, it will be there Tuesday. I'm not a Monday bitch, you know?
Yeah. They're like, what's your weakness? My actual weakness, being late. My fake weakness, I'm like, I take in the moment, yeah. You know? I'm just so aware of every moment mm-hmm. that sometimes I get to the destination a little later. But the journey
is what it's all about.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I love that for you. Okay. Bree and Sean, strength. Both good at self-reflecting.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
I would say that's accurate.
I think we're pretty good at, I honestly think it's in line. If you have a type of sense of humor that you're used to making fun of yourself and also being able to be roasted, that it makes you learn that it's not a bad thing to acknowledge bad things about yourself or things that you need to change.
Yeah.
Because if you're already acknowledging it in a funny way, then it makes it easier to be like, oh, when I did that, that probably wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we're already, like, aware that we're not perfect people.
Sure thing.
But that's more unique than some people might think. Because some people are absolutely terrible at just admitting any wrong whatsoever.
Yeah, sometimes I'm too forthcoming with my wrongs.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm like, are we good at self-reflecting or do we just talk about trauma too much?
Yeah, or do we just, like, trash ourselves at the fear of, like, doing something wrong so we just, like, or, like, everything we do must be wrong.
Yeah. Probably both.
Probably a bit of both. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And we reflected on that.
Yeah, just there now. You go. There you go. Perfect. Okay. So, let me just pull up the next. Sorry, I had a family member in the hospital, so I just got a text from my dad that everything is good.
Oh,
so
that's okay. Really great. Jesus.
That's why I took that quick little weird break. Sorry, I needed to check that because I've been waiting
for how a call. Dare you? We have a podcast to run. Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. I should have
put one of those driving notifications on. Bree's podcasting.
That's my weakness.
Glad your surgery went okay.
Okay, that is my weakness. Also, friends-wise, because of the business I'm in, people expect me to respond within literally a minute.
Yeah.
If I don't respond in a minute to certain clients, they will literally call me and be like, hello, like, what's going on? And I understand because it's a very quick-paced market and business here in Vancouver in real estate, but, like, I have to be on the ball. So I have it set, that iPhone thing, where, like, it auto-texts people if I'm driving and says, hi, I'm currently driving. I will respond as soon as I park.
Yeah.
But I feel so bad because all my friends have to deal with it because they'll just be texting me regularly and it'll be like, I'm driving.
Oh, don't worry. It's like, I'm driving. Text urgent and then your message for it to read out. And sometimes I do that.
you're like, urgent. Urgent. Fuck you.
Urgent. Did you see Trisha's latest tweet?
Okay, that is urgent. Yeah. We'll pull over for that. Okay, we'll pull over for that. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I was just clocking myself on this, and get this. Bree's weakness is her odd cult-like-ish devotion to H3.
Absolutely. Check the first 7 minutes of this podcast.
And they did say, don't worry, we are in this together. It's hard not to be obsessed with them. I don't know what it is, but no longer. Okay, Sean's weakness is being too good at geography. That's obviously sarcasm.
You know, sometimes you just have to accept that you are incredible at geography. I'm going to say, though, I cheated all the way through geography in high school. All the way.
Yeah.
And it was so easy to cheat in geography because the teacher wasn't paying any attention that I would literally just, like switch tests with my friend.
Oh,
like, it
wow.
was, like, cheating to the max. We'd be texting each other. So I personally blame the public education system.
I felt victim too.
I cheated in geography, and because of that, I would say that public schools let me down on not knowing where New Zealand was.
I would agree. I will support you on that.
Thank
okay?
you. This will be a class action lawsuit.
We have a lot of suing coming.
Yes,
we got
we
a
do.
Lot of legal work to get to.
It's going
to
be a good episode, suing.
The call with our lawyers is going to be intense. They're going to be like, where do you want to start? We're like, well, we have a long list, okay?
Can I sue Earth?
Okay, this is like exactly what you were talking about in turning a good thing into a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I love this person for that. They said, I think both of you are great at not running out of things to say. I.e. positive turn. And they said, but bad at staying on topic.
Oh, yeah. Good at not shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, that's like their way of saying like, wow, you guys can
wow,
really,
you can really just talk out of your ass for
hours
600
on end.
Episodes.
We could literally talk for 3 hours about nothing. Like we've established this before, like the grilled cheese episode, which it's not the grilled cheese episode, but I think there was like half an hour where we talked about
yes,
grilled
yes,
cheese.
Yes, 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 yes. This could be a 24/7 hour. Wait, what? 24/7. That is hours. Jesus Christ.
Okay, you know what? If we came, I'm just going to pretend none of what you said just happened because my brain cells are like literally just in a nightmare right now. They're so just deprived of like everything. But if we didn't have a structure to this podcast, we don't.
Yeah.
But if there was like no even intent to make it like a queer podcast in any way,
even
ever,
if we weren't gay.
Even if we weren't gay. And this is just a podcast. Like, we could literally, like, H3 do 3 episodes a week where we just talk about random topics.
Yeah, literally.
So, you know what? Maybe, like, another year or so in when we are literally, like...
Not gay anymore.
Not gay. Yeah. found the straight side. We'll just switch to that.
Yeah, it'll be called, like... You know how they have, like, different mm-hmm. titles? It'll yeah. be called, like, Straightening Up.
Straightening Up!
Yeah.
That's a great podcast. Yeah. Oh my God, if there's anyone out there who used to be gay that is now straight.
If there's any ex-gays that are looking to start a podcast.
That is your name.
Yeah.
Straightening Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Visionary.
There was a point that I hoped that one day I would host a podcast like Straightening Up instead of Lesbian
gay,
Down.
Gay Down.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, this person's so funny. They said, Sean, bullying, in brackets, strength.
Could go either way. Honestly, could go either way. But I personally see it as a strength.
Strong strength. Yeah, totally. And then Sean, great at conversation, but tricked me into thinking Brie is really old.
So, that is, I would say,
yeah,
one of my biggest strengths.
Your ability to stick to a lie for a long time.
The fact that I have convinced... At this point, a few thousand people that you are maybe, if they had to guess, between 43 and 47 is some of my finest work today.
Oh, my God.
Because it's bullying at its core, right?
Yeah, so that's a check
right
there.
But the secondary strength that comes with it.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Well, you have, yeah, you will really have, like, I mean, like, maybe if you had joked about it, like, a couple times at the beginning, people would have thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
But 100 episodes in, people are like, she must be really old.
Exactly. Because that's, like, an episode for every year that you've been alive.
I'm 29! 50th time.
You're 29 in spirit,
okay,
and
what?
I think that's great.
You know what? You know what you have done for me? Which if talking about flipping things on their head.
Yeah.
When I turn 30, and I say, I turned 30, everyone's going to be like, you're only 30?
Yeah.
It's going to feel like
Or is it going to be
I'm
like
younger.
That thing that they all like, they're like, oh, she's doing that sad thing. That she's been 30
for
13 years now.
Fuck
and she's...
you, Sean. Fuck you.
I'm 30. Everybody's like, yeah.
Everyone's like, you keep telling people
it's
that.
So sad.
I literally
When's she
hated
gonna give it up?
I literally hate it here so much. Oh my God. Moving right along. You're both funny as fuck. Brianne's weaknesses is saying opposed to instead of as opposed to.
Oh.
I literally don't know what if that's right.
You think they're wrong?
They might be. I don't know. Like, I went to, like, what? How do I even use that opposed to in a sentence? Do you not say opposed to? You say as opposed to?
I don't think I've ever used those two words before.
Now that I'm reading that, I feel like I say it a lot. Because as I just said opposed to.
I can tell you right now that you say it a lot.
Like straight bars opposed to gay bars. Am I supposed to say straight bars as opposed to gay bars? Wow. Like, I literally didn't even know that.
Yeah. Grammar. Weakness.
Honestly, just English being my first language and not knowing how to speak English.
weakness, is for sure.
A definite weakness. Yeah. Which is, again, I need to get my brain checked because I am a great writer grammatically. Grammatically, like, you know, when you used to do those little scoring tests, blah, right. blah, blah.
Great writer grammatically, as opposed to.
See, I would say opposed to, verbally. But if I was writing, I'd probably write as opposed to.
That's a bold-faced lie.
I don't know, though, because I literally, like, I scored in, like, the top 1% percentile.
Right.
Of, like. Like, I went a grade above. I was in lit a grade above, which is even, like, is harder than English when it comes to, like, the writing yeah. level that you need. You need a certain grade to go into this course. I, like, did, like, AP courses before to get into a better lit course at CAP when I went. Like, I just, I don't understand why I can't speak the same way I write.
Strength, English, writing. Weakness, English, in brain and out of mouth.
I think it honestly has to do with my chaotic brain. I'm just trying to get things out so fast.
That you just cut the as.
That I just cut things out yeah. and I just say them wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree.
Well, okay. This is as opposed to. As opposed to someone like you.
Right.
Who can't read or write, but can speak pretty well.
Exactly. You know?
Oh, my God. I love this for us. People, you know what? People don't like me as much as you. This is what I'm getting from this.
I didn't get that at all.
I'm joking. I'm totally joking. I'm not joking at all.
You got roasted, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. A few times, Sean. So someone said, Brie, funny, but your TikToks tend to cater to older women loving women. A lot of the times. And it might be helpful to talk about more women loving women serious issues on TikTok. These are helpful and popular.
I think it's just because they think that you're so old because I've gaslit them into thinking.
I literally
thinking.
Think so.
So they're like, this content must be for old people because she's, once again, 43 to 47.
I think that.
Meanwhile, I think your content's too young because you keep being like, I'm your lesbian older sis. And your TikToks are like, being lesbian's good.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Like, that's it. Yeah.
Literally. Like, when I think about who I'm saying those TikToks to,
it's like a newborn.
People that are just, like, gaby. Like, people, like, whatever age you're at, but, like, just figuring out your sexuality, just figuring out you're okay with yourself. Like, none of those, in my opinion, are catered to people that I would perceive have been out for, like, 10 years or something like that.
Yeah.
It's fine if they resonate with them or they get something from it. Obviously, that's fantastic. But I think any content creator is thinking of who's going to be listening or watching when they're creating the content. And I seriously, when I do it, I'm thinking of what did I want to hear when I hadn't told anyone I was gay and I didn't know who to talk to. And I think that it's very like young speaking in that sense. And then they said more serious issues on TikTok. And I actually think that I am one of the most serious content creators I follow on TikTok. I'm not joking.
No, I can.
Like, I'm not. I literally, Sean sees me. Like, I'm like, what? Like, because I'm literally, this one stuck with me because I'm like speaking things that stuck with people because I'm confused. I follow so many lesbians on TikTok that just make like fun, laughy, thirst trappy content, which I think is fantastic. I like to engage with it. It's great. It's for a different purpose. But I actually sometimes I'm like, I'm a fucking bore. This is all too serious and too like caring, like LGBTQ plus positive right stuff.
Right.
And I try and like throw in some funny, more light stuff to like balance it out.
So weakness, thinking TikTok matters. And I think that is really beautiful.
Weakness, being so upset about this one DM.
Yeah. Okay, so what rapid fire, what do you think your top three strengths are?
We're over time?
Yeah, that's why it's rapid fire.
Oh, fuck. Okay, shit. There's so many more strengths and weaknesses we're going to get through.
Oh, well. Once again, if only one of us had thought about the pacing when we were talking for 12 minutes about your weaknesses.
Okay, wait. What am I supposed to think? Strengths.
Yeah.
Strengths. My strengths is that I am unbelievably loyal to friends, to a fault a lot of the time, and that I think I'm very empathetic. Mm-hmm. I think I care a lot about other people and their feelings, and I can perceive other people's feelings and adjust accordingly. And I think that I am extremely hardworking.
Yeah, I would agree with those.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm funny.
Yeah, you are funny.
I have really nice eyes.
No, kidding. You do have nice eyes.
I do. Not top three. I do, yes.
Every time you post an Instagram photo, I'm like taken aback by your eyes.
Oh.
Your eyes on Instagram, etchon.lesk, are incredible.
Check out my eyes, guys.
Yeah. No, they really are.
Thank you.
Because the lighting in the closet doesn't do it justice.
Yeah. You need to be peering into direct sunlight.
But when you do get some light going on those bad boys, it's really pretty incredible. Yeah.
I would say I'm very honest.
True.
To a fault sometimes.
Yeah.
Blunt and honest are synonymous to me. Funny, honest, and I would say that I'm like also very loyal, but like I don't get fucked with. I would say strength, the realest bitch.
Yeah, you know? You're a different type of loyal than me.
Yeah.
I'm like almost too loyal sometimes.
Yeah.
I pick my people, and those people I will like ride for, and I will like anything for. But
sometimes
it's like
them.
I should probably get off the ride at some point.
Yeah. The ride, it's decrepit. There's safety hazards.
Yeah.
You're too large for it.
Thank you.
Too old
Thank
for
you.
It.
Thank you for that.
I'm glad
we ended this on this note. I'm too large and old for the ride.
Listen, honest, cry. I said it was my strength.
This is when I start laughing too hard that I'm gonna pee.
This is when you start crying hours later, like we were talking about.
Oh my god. Okay, well.
You're too old, heart conditions.
I'm too
the ride
old.
Is no longer safe.
I'm too old and large to be talking on this podcast anymore, so we're gonna get out of here. That was one of the funniest things you've ever said. Oh my god. Okay. We do have more strengths and weaknesses that people wrote in with. I can't stop. So I'm just at the end of the episode. That people wrote in with. We'll do a bonus episode over on Patreon. So if you want go to our Instagram and I can explain podcasts and click the link in the bio and then the information will be there. Oh, also personally at Brianne Williamson and at Sean.Lusk. And until next time, we will see you around the game.
Strength, honestly, outros. You're so good at those even when you're like peeing.